I'm Brandy Nanicki, the host of Tech Hype, a show where we debunk misunderstandings around emerging technologies and explore technical and policy interventions. Over the past year, we witnessed one of the biggest strikes against the use of artificial intelligence to date, a strike brought by SAG-AFTRA, the Union for Hollywood Actors, and the industry's use of AI, in particular, generative AI. Now, at the end of last year, they did come to a consensus on contract terms with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. But only a few months later, the union is now advocating for new laws that would mandate explicit consent for the creation of digital replicas. Tech Hype, in a previous episode, demystified what are digital replicas, what are deepfakes, in an episode featuring Professor Hani Farid from UC Berkeley, who is a world-renowned expert in the detection of synthetic media. In the episode, he breaks down how deepfakes are AI-generated images, video, and audio. He explains not only how they are made, but how they are becoming increasingly convincing, and what this means not only for the entertainment industry, but for democracies around the world.
Deepfakes is a very broad term. It's an umbrella term that refers to content, text, audio, image, or video that has been synthesized by a machine learning algorithm.
Now, the union is also seeking a law that would ban studios from using images of deceased actors in films without approval from their families. Unsurprisingly, the Motion Picture Association has struck back, opposing the bill, especially the one focused on digital replicas. So what does this bill, AB 2602, entail? Let's get into it. Now, the proposed legislation aims to extend its reach to encompass a variety of performance-related contracts, such as those for audiobooks, video games, endorsements, or music performances. Now, currently, many of the contracts contain broad clauses permitting use, quote, across the universe, and, quote, in all forms of media, existing or future. Now, this potentially could include AI-generated replicas that would ensure there would be no additional remuneration for those performers. Now, the new bill seeks to render such clauses as unconscionable and unenforceable. The MPA, however, is contending that the bill in its current form would hinder standard post-production processes by necessitating prior approval for every potential edit, including techniques that have been standard practice for years. For example, the use of tiling, where a crowd is auto-generated from a smaller number of individuals. Now, SAG-AFTRA has already come back and said, no, the intent of the bill is not to stop these types of standard practices like tiling. They even said it was allowed in their contract terms, but instead, to ensure all individuals are fairly compensated. Well, now you might be asking, what do I care? Hollywood actors can afford their own lawyers, but what's important here is that this bill will protect all performers, not just those with the Hollywood connections or the money to hire some of the strongest lawyers in the business. Now, AB 2602 is designed to provide protections that extend across the board for performers, not just those, as I've said, with the significant legal resources or Hollywood connections. By mandating explicit consent for the use of these digital replicas and ensuring that studios cannot use the likeness of deceased performers without the consent of their heirs, this establishes a framework of rights that applies universally to all performers. This means that even performers without the means to hire top legal representation are covered under these protections. Now, specifically, the proposed bill, AB 2602, is aimed at making certain contractual provisions, which might have previously been allowed to exploit performers' likeness in any media, including future AI technologies without additional compensation, unenforceable. Now, as I said before, terms that grant rights, quote, throughout the universe or, quote, in all media, whether now known or known in the future, would be considered unconscionable. Now, in regular terms, unconscionable essentially means extremely unjust for partners. They're calling out the undue balance of power, noting that entities like the Motion Picture Association have a lot more power in their contract agreements. Now, this bill, AB 2602, would empower all performers to be able to exercise their rights, even those performers on YouTube or on other smaller platforms. Tech Hype offers several episodes focused on this topic. We have an episode featuring a Professor Hani Farid from UC Berkeley who demystifies what is a digital replica or a deepfake. Another episode features Alex Winter, writer, actor, and director, who gives a firsthand account of how AI is impacting the entertainment industry and the need for appropriate safeguards. And another episode featuring Professor Rahul Talang, who shares insights from his book, Streaming, Sharing, Stealing, and explores how AI is impacting the entertainment industry. Now, you can access those episodes and our other features, such as our TLDRs, Too Long Didn't Read, where we analyze and summarize emerging technology policies and laws at techhype.org.